Trent Murphy, a defensive end, who's in town, obviously, for the offseason workouts. Trent, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys having me here.
Yeah, we figured, you know, you're just – how long have you been in town? Just a couple of weeks now?
I think this is our fourth week of training.
So you're, you know, living at the hotel right now and all that, and you're kind of getting acclimated. And you, do you go anywhere when you get the four-day weekend?
I've gone back to Virginia a couple times, packed things up. I've gone back to Columbus once to train a little extra. Then I stayed here, explored a little bit, but I gotta find a place to live, and then it'll be home. I can explore the local areas a little better.
So I'm gonna call you Murph, John Murphy.
And yeah, let's sort that Trent, out before Trent Murphy.
We were talking to him before we came on, and he's, you know, you need a special kind of place. You don't really, it's just you, right? You're not married, don't have a wife and kids and all that stuff, but you do have some equipment that you need to bring with you wherever you go. So, like, you don't care if you're living in a garage as long as you have a bed, because you've got what kind of stuff? I don't want to get all freaky deaky. I just want to know what kind of weird stuff do you bring with you.
So I kind of always do things over the top per usual, but I basically acquired a pretty intense, like, Sorenex power rack, and it's 9'6" tall. And then I have a few pieces of equipment from Westside Barbo, where I train out in Columbus. ATP squat, like a belt squat, this reverse hyper machine, an inverse curl, an infrared sauna, a Pilates reformer. So I kind of took my body pretty seriously, tried to recover.
Weight room here, right?
Murph is getting a little glazed look over here.
Well, I want to make sure. You know, right around the corner, there's a weight room here, right?
I like to have multiple weight rooms. More is more.
You start using the vernacular and start talking about weight stuff, and Murph would start glazed over like, what?
Well, when do you find time to work on your own stuff?
I mean, right now we're going 8 to noon is all we're allowed to do. So you can stay here and get extra. But there's just something about where you lay your head at night, being able to walk into the room next to you and hit extra work anytime you need it. I think kind of have that ability to feel like I'm out working my opponents just all the time, even where I rest, I think is a huge advantage and something that feels like I have an edge and can play with confidence on Sunday.
Do you do that during the regular season even?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
He's one of those guys.
Is there any downtimes or any time when you say, I got to just chill, I got to take care of it?
I mean, I think recovery is equally as important, but and sometimes that is what those extra workouts are. It is recovery to get the blood flowing and kind of get that general physical preparedness in and stuff. So,
do you have any other equipment? Like, do you have a hyperbaric chamber? Do you go down that road at all?
I do go down that road. Probably going to get like an infrared light board that helps quite a bit, and I would like to get the hyperbaric chamber. The infrared sauna is pretty big, but honestly, whatever we can do for recovery and just to keep everything going is great.
I think that's one of the biggest things that have changed since I've left the league, is the fact that guys are now, recovery has been, you know, it used to be, I'm going to work, you know, like you said, you're going to outwork those guys. And the problem is you forget that you can work out 3 times a day, but if you don't rest, it becomes counterproductive pretty quickly. Yeah, so I think recovery is important.
Yeah, I think that's something I learned kind of becoming more of a veteran player in the league, is it's like a 1-to-1 ratio. That recovery is as important. Like, it is the work, and the more you recover, the harder you can work. But if you just are pedal to the metal, no recovery, you burn out, you get injuries, that's when bad things happen. And that's what I think I love about this organization, is the recovery room we have here, the float tank, some of the things that they provide for players, the nutrition. I mean, it's the best I've seen yet, and so I'm super happy about that.
Trent Murphy, our guest, Bills defensive end. You talk about working out. It seemed to me, and we're just observers walking through the field house once in a while, Steve and I, today, though, seemed like it was a little bit ramped up in terms of intensity, a lot of work on the bikes. I mean, that was a serious workout today.
Yeah, it was ramped up. The Iron Bills games are serious. I think there was a lot on the line today as far as trying to edge ahead in teams.
What was the winner? I mean, what did the winner get? I mean,
points. The winner gets points, and then whoever has the most points, I think, gets to sit out of the team conditioning before we report to training camp. So getting out of those, that is huge.
Well, how many guys can you – I mean, is it like a team of 8 guys or something that get points?
Like,
or is it just
12,
one guy that gets it?
8 to 12 guys on a team, and then probably the leader of the individual stat board will get something as well, I think.
I saw coaches in some of the workouts
today. Yeah, they're throwing coaches into the fire. Nobody's safe in the Iron
Right.
Bills
games. Now, wait a minute. I'm always leery of when coaches – because coaches aren't going to be required to do the pre-camp conditioning anyway.
No, they're not, but they're...
So, see, now they're stealing spots.
Exactly. They're getting cut off in the off-season, right? For sure.
Okay. Hey, Trent, we had you on the show. You signed March 14th, and right around then we had you on the show on the telephone, and I think you were in Columbus, Ohio at that point, working out at, it's called what, Barbell?
West Side Barbell.
Yeah. Which is a unique workout facility in its own, right? Can you tell us about that, what goes on there?
Yeah, certainly unique in its own right. It's a very old-school gym. Very, very respected in the fitness industry. A guy by the name of Louis Simmons runs it, and Tom Berry is kind of his right hand man, and owe a lot of credit to the success of that place to Tom. He's kind of the man behind the scenes, but it's awesome. I mean, it's one of the best places I've trained at, and just kind of their philosophy and what they do and how they prepare you and get you healthy and get you strong in the right way, I think is pretty cool. I mean, there's nothing flashy about it. You're out there just dragging sleds in the street and the end of winter in Columbus, Ohio, but it adds a little salt to the character, right, and gets you tough and gets you strong and prepared.
How'd you find them?
I grew up kind of reading about it from my dad a little bit, and then I ordered some equipment from them, and they kind of sent me videos of how to use it, here this, here that, if you ever want to come out and see how we do it. The open invitation, and kind of went from there.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit too. When you signed here, you said you really liked the fit of their philosophy defensively and your skill set, and you felt like what you wanted to do on a football field fit right into what they were going to ask you to do. Talk a little bit about that and how good a fit you think this philosophy is going to be for you.
Yeah, I mean, I love our defensive scheme. It's awesome. They have it dialed up pretty good, but it's aggressive, and they want guys on the edge being disruptive, setting edges, knocking people back, getting off the ball, hitting people in the mouth or in the strike zone, rather.
Right.
And so I just couldn't be happier about it. I mean, the guys in the room are awesome. Kyle's awesome. You know, I mean, he's a wealth of knowledge and still beating guys in drills. You know what I mean? So much respect there. Jerry on the other side, I mean, bringing pressure there. So it's a super cool scheme. And you know, you kind of, I mean, the other team knows what you're going to do, and you go and do it anyway, and I have a huge respect for that, and that's kind of how our philosophy, where I came from in college a little bit, so I think it's great. You get 11 guys on the same page playing hard, and I mean, there's nothing you can't do.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
John, I was reading about, and I don't want to just focus on your workout regimen, but a couple of years ago before a season in Washington, they wrote that you prepared for camp by running a plumber's obstacle course. I don't know what that is. Including throwing water heaters. What's a plumber's obstacle course? What is that?
Well, that goes by the man named Jerry Murphy, my father. probably one of the toughest suckers you'll ever meet in your life. But he raised all of us. I got five girls and two boys in the family. And, you know, we were doing yard work and outside, and had a plumber by trade, and so we have all these kind of tires and water heaters and piping and just heavy kind of blue-collar things, and he'd weld handles on these water heaters and turn it into farmer's walk, and you do sledgehammers, sled drags and stuff, so kind of right up the West Side alley as well, but he kind of had me and my brother and our friends running through that and kind of just building character and getting tougher, and you know, it's a small taste of what he does every day, having to, you know, manual labor and pick this stuff up. And he's like, "Well, we gotta do this all day long. You're doing it for 30 minutes. This is nothing." So
typical dad move.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You've been one of those guys, like, there's a bunch on every team. You've been through an ACL injury. You come back. Tell us about the rehab from that, and how that went and how it's going.
Yeah. I mean, again, doing a great job here. So credit to them for, yeah, planning the work and kind of working the plan, but it's been going great. I think I'm light years ahead of where I should be, and pretty much, you know, out there doing everything with the guys. So expected to make, you know, a great recovery and be there for the season and not miss a beat. I think if anything, I'll be stronger than I was before. So I think it's exciting.
I get it, because when you come out, and I had a couple of things, like never had an ACL, but I had a bunch of other stuff. It's kind of getting used to, does it feel normal again? I mean, you know what I'm seeing?
Yeah.
It's a new kind of normal, because your knee's always going to be fixed. So you got to kind of get used to that, right? I mean, and it's got to feel normal, even though it's not like the other knee.
A little bit. I mean, I've always kind of tried to do a good job of just focusing on the controllables and That's kind of the work and everything that we're putting into it. And so, to be honest, I don't really even think twice about it. I just like, oh, it's strong. I know it's strong. I know they put what they put in it is stronger than what the original thing was. So I'm good.
Yeah.
And I just kind of go from there.
Hey, Trent, you came out of Phoenix, Arizona, and recruited at Stanford by Jim Harbaugh, right? He was the head coach then. And you have a pretty close relationship with Coach Harbaugh now at Michigan?
The one and only. I love Coach Harbaugh. He's up at Michigan now, and I go see him regularly, and he lets me train there and kind of do what I need to do. And he's got Gary Haslett, his equipment manager, he brought with him, and some other Stanford guys, and they're all like family, so they treat me well. And I mean, they're blue collar tough guys too. So
he recruited your younger brother.
He did,
and he came like at 12:01 recruiting, and at midnight the day that it was allowed, he showed up at your house.
Yeah, so
and slept in your sister slept in your 7-year-old sister's pink bedroom or something. Tell us that story.
So basically, you can't spend 2 consecutive days with a recruit, but if you show up at 12:01 a.m., it's the next day. So he showed up. He said, "I'm going to get as much time with you as I possibly humanly can today." Shows up at 12:01 a.m. in true Coach Harbaugh fashion, and we're kind of all waiting for him to talk for a minute. And he's like, "All right, let's go to bed. Just get ready for tomorrow." And we're like, "Well, where do you want to sleep? You can sleep anywhere." He's like, "No, what's open?" We're like, "Well, my sister's room is open, and she's 7 years old, pink, like castles, Barbies, you name it." He's like, "Oh, this is perfect. This is more, you know, this is more than I could have asked for." So
there's got to be some recruiting violation going on.
He just kept the pot.
Right? Come on. I know in the NCAA, there's got to be something wrong.
Just showed up, and, you know, his true fashion, enthusiasm, unknown to mankind, and went to school with him the next day. I think he got kicked out of a class and then let back into class, and
wow.
It just was a fun time, and you know, we all wish Connor could be with him, but he was too sweet to pass up. You know, an education and football at USC as well is a great thing.
Sure.
We have the personal relationship with Coach Harbaugh, but it's all good.
Yeah.
Last thing I have for you: you mentioned earlier on in our conversation how you've had a little chance to explore Buffalo a little bit. What have you seen? What do you like so far? What intrigued you about Buffalo in the couple weeks you've been here?
I mean, honestly, more than anything is the people. I think the community is awesome, and everyone is just, I mean, as happy and welcoming as can be. And so that's super, super cool. I kind of been looking for a house, so I've been exploring different areas. And went, I don't even know which river or what it's called, but kind of went for a walk to Lake Erie. Needed an ice bath one day, so I went and got in Lake Erie.
Get out.
Just hip deep. I didn't go, you know, didn't get.
Was the lake still cold?
Was it cold enough?
Oh, yeah, there was still ice on the ground. Oh, yeah, it was cold.
You're
sure.
Out of your mind.
It was real
cold. You know how cold that is?
Bro, you're around the bend.
I don't know, but it was.
You are around the bend.
Yeah, and the other side, too. But no, it's been great. I'm trying to, I need to go get some, like, true buffalo wings still. I haven't done that, so.
Yeah, we can help
any recommendations there, but, like, I said, just get the house, and then I'll explore a little more.
It's great to have you here today, and we look forward to having you around a lot.
Yeah,
thanks for coming by.
Absolutely.
Good seeing you, man.
Thank you.